Well, this is Sandy Rios of Sandy Rios 24/7 saying hello. You know, I was recently at CPAC and had the privilege of interviewing people that I just really love to talk to. And one of those people is Gordon Chang, who through the years has become more than just an enjoyable conversation or insightful learning experience. He's become a friend. And I caught up again with him this year at CPAC. There's always so much going on in China, and I would say that the experts here in the United States, the media outlets, always look to Gordon for what's going on, because he tweets every single day and tells us, gives us insight that you can't get any other way. And I must say, I've never heard him so optimistic as I heard him at CPAC. It's really an amazing thing, and so we're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. But first, you know, Preborn has a passion for saving unborn babies from abortion and seeing women actually come to Christ. Over the past 18 years, Preborn clinics have counseled over 500,000 women considering abortion. More than 300,000 babies have been saved, and over 80,000 women have come to Christ. That's huge. That's a change for good, and that's what we pray for their children, their babies, once they're born, is to know Jesus and have eternal life, not just physical life. That's not enough. But every day, Preborn Network Clinics rescues 200 babies from abortion, and that's because of you. All of the women whose lives have been transformed spiritually and now have eternal life, and all of the babies who've been rescued physically and now have physical life, all of that is because of you and your generosity. And so I'm just asking you to continue. Maybe some of you haven't started, but if you go to preborn.com/Sandy, you can make a donation. Remember that they have one of the highest ratings for charities in the country. So your money can be trusted. You don't have to worry about where it's being spent. It's being spent to save the lives of babies and the hearts of their moms. So go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. All right. Well, you're in for a treat. You're always in for a treat to hear Gordon Chang speak. So two things we're going to do on the show. Gordon was on the stage at CPAC just before he joined me on Media Row. So I'm going to play his speech. It's not very long. It's his remarks on the stage. And I'm telling you, you'll see what I mean. I've never heard him so happy. I haven't. And I'm glad to hear that, because that encourages me, because I know we can trust him. The second thing I want to say before we start our conversation, you know, Gordon is half Chinese and half Scottish. His wife, Lydia, is from Hong Kong. And so they are deeply rooted in the world of China in the sense of their heritage, their families. And they have such a heart when they talk about their when they talk about all things China and Hong Kong. So keep that in mind as he talks to me today. He has a brand new book out, I want to emphasize. It's called Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. So sit back and relax, and just this is great information, and enjoy today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
Hello, patriots. Hello, freedom warriors. Last year at CPAC, when we were here, dangerous regimes, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea were on the march. They were infiltrating and subjugating free societies. The world was aflame and peace seemed unattainable. At home, we had leftists, communists, globalists, wokers. We had deviants. Evil itself were taking over. But now, all of them, at home and abroad, are in retreat because we have had enough. We are taking over our societies. One school board, one town council, one country at a time. And our movement is global. It's here and it's around the world. Freedom is back because America is back. And America is back because President Trump is back. The flame of freedom burns bright in this room, in this country, and in the hearts of good people everywhere. And CPAC is leading the charge. In Japan, Jay Aiba started the first CPAC in 2017. He's held a CPAC every year since, and now conservatism is showing its green shoots in Japan. In Australia, CPAC Australia was instrumental in protecting freedom of expression, and it was protecting equal rights. In 2023, it defeated an amendment that would have treated different citizens different ways. And clearly, this was racial prejudice. This referendum that CPAC Japan defeated, it would have made sure that different races were treated unfairly. CPAC Korea is defending the most fragile democracy on the face of the earth. In South Korea, leftists are trying to seize the government by removing President Yoon Suk-yeol. And the only thing that is stopping this from happening is conservatives on the streets in the cold confronting leftist forces. And we are seeing in Mexico, their CPAC Japan is attacking leftism everywhere, which is embedded thoroughly in Mexican society. So far, CPAC has been to Japan, it's been to Korea, Hong Kong, Australia, Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, Hungary, and Israel. And we are going to other countries soon because CPAC in this country stands shoulder to shoulder with free people everywhere. Freedom warriors, we are now in a fight. We're in a fight between democracy and tyranny, between freedom and oppression, and between good and evil. And freedom warriors, we stand our ground, we do not yield, we are civilization's last line of defense. And yes, we will prevail because the Almighty is on our side. May God protect and bless all of you. Thank you. Fight!
Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
As abortion continues to rise, Preborn is expanding their life-affirming care in the darkest corners of our nation to help more hurting women and save more babies. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $15,000 will place a machine, an ultrasound machine, in a needy women's center, saving countless lives for years to come. To donate, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Okay, so Sandy Rios back with you. Not on Media Row because you can tell it's quiet. But we're going to talk with Gordon in just a second. You're going to hear that conversation. But we talk about a multitude of things. But we begin with the whole issue of the Panama Canal and the fact that the Chinese own both ends of the canal. And we talk about that. He explains it. And so that's where we start with Gordon Chang, whose new book is called Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, on Media Row at CPAC in Washington, D.C. Here we go.
Now, China has the ability to choke the canal, to close it off if they want to. That's because they've got commercial enterprises in the canal zone. As you point out, they've got port operations at both ends, at the Atlantic and the Pacific end. And those are essentially military facilities or can be turned into them at a moment's notice. So this is not because China has soldiers in the canal. It's because they've got port operators and business people in the canal.
Okay.
Now, China does have soldiers in the canal, but they don't have soldiers who are uniformed. This is the big disagreement between Molino and Trump about whether China has soldiers. Trump is right, but, you know, it's a fascinating dispute between the two countries.
Isn't that something that Molina actually did that? I guess it's because we're in the hemisphere, and you'd think that they're more afraid of Trump than they are China, then, is what that means.
They are. But remember, we ignored, you know, no American president until Trump has focused on our own hemisphere. You'd have to go back to the early 20th century to find an American president who had primarily focused diplomacy on the Western Hemisphere. Trump is doing that, and that's really, really good because, you know, we have a very dangerous situation. As a matter of fact, you look at Canada. Canada poses a maybe not an imminent threat, but a more dangerous threat than Mexico. And we've had every American president ignore it until Trump.
Wow. Let's scattershot some things because I can't have endless time with you. I wish I could. Yesterday was the international conference, and we briefly spoke about that. But they issued a statement. CPAC issued a statement, and Matt Schlapp called you out yesterday and said that you'd written part of it. I didn't have I was at the summit, but I did not hear those statements. Can you just give me the gist of what you wrote? It was about China, right?
I wrote about China infiltrating and trying to subjugate the United States, and what America needed to do to protect ourselves from a militant Chinese regime. As pointed out, you know, we talked about just a few moments ago, we Americans are oblivious to what's going on. We were oblivious to the Japanese in 1941. We were oblivious to Osama bin Laden. We're oblivious to China now, and they can do great harm to us. They already are. They're killing 70 to 75,000 Americans with fentanyl each year. So the resolution talks about how we need to deal and look at the Chinese regime as it maliciously assaults us.
Do you feel that there's anyone in the national security sphere with the Trump administration that really does understand the threat of China?
I think certainly National Security Advisor Michael Waltz and Secretary of State Rubio, because Rubio comes from a Cuban family. He understands the nature of communism. We have people in the administration who don't understand it, such as a guy named Elon Musk, for instance, who has said some very pro-China things, which are absolutely not true. You know, people can have pro-China views, but they need to be based in facts. And Elon Musk is saying things which are not true, which support Communist Party narratives. That's not good.
No, it's not good. And I'm sure he doesn't You know, he's a guy like, to me, it's on a journey of learning. I mean, he's brilliant. He knows a lot of things, but he doesn't know everything. He probably needs a good talk with Gordon Chang.
He thinks he knows everything. But also, you've got to remember, he's got an enormous investment in China with Tesla. And that, some people may say, might influence his opinions.
Well, it might. All right, so we've talked about tariffs. You said it was 10% tariff, but isn't President Trump, didn't he mention a higher tariff at one point?
In the campaign, he made two promises on China tariffs. He said, and this was to Maria Bartiromo in February of last year, that he would impose at least 60% tariff on China. And then in addition to that, this was after the campaign, he talked about a 10%, this was before he was inaugurated, 10% tariff on China for fentanyl. You put the two together, that's 70%. Where we are right now, it's about 35. The 25% from 2018 plus the 10% that he imposed this month.
One other question, well, maybe more than one, but the Chinese have been producing our essential medications. We learned that during COVID. Is that still in place?
That's still the case. You know, Trump, in the last months of his first term, approved a $750 million loan to Eastman Kodak to produce active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs. That was a good start, but the execution was terribly flawed. And of course, because he lost the re-election, that initiative did not go anywhere. I hope President Trump takes it up. There is an excellent book by, I wish I wrote it, but I didn't, by Rosemary Gibson called China RX, where she goes through all of our dependence on China. And she points out that China makes somewhere between 85 to 90% of active pharmaceutical ingredients, the APIs, plus the pharmaceuticals themselves.
So, all right. I know how that happened, so I won't ask, because there was this big push to, you know, work with China on everything. We all know that. So right. Everything went to China, and now it's coming back to bite us. But President Trump has been talking a lot about companies coming back home. Is that happening?
That is happening. And it started for two reasons. One of them was President Trump's 2018 tariffs, where businesses could start to see that the relationship was not going to stay the same in the United States. Plus also Xi Jinping has been, he favors state enterprises. He's really a Maoist. And so he has been making life very difficult for foreign businesses. So it's been both push and pull.
Yeah. Well, the people, the daily lives in China, are they, like, I think of countries like, you know I've been there, Gordon, we've discussed that many times. And I do have a heart for the Chinese people. I do, because they are always separate from government. How are they living now? Is life good? Is it prosperous?
I mean, compared to 4 or 5 years ago, no, it's not. And the reason is the economy is failing, and we are seeing a sense of gloom of just pervading all of China. And we see this in any number of different symptoms, including people not getting married, people not having kids, people don't, you know, in general across societies. When they're pessimistic, fertility drops. Fertility is dropping in China for a lot of reasons, but one of them is that gloom. And we see, 2-3 years ago, all these Chinese migrants coming into the United States. That's basically a symptom of societal failure.
What about all those? You remember those videos before the election of Chinese, it looked like young men, lots of them, moving up through whatever the pass is called,
Daring Gap,
and coming into Texas and that area, and that, you know, hotels along the way, very well equipped. Where are they? What are they doing?
That's a question for the Trump administration, because the Biden administration didn't track them. We go back 2 years ago, the Chinese who were coming across our borders were family groups. Now, Border Patrol, for the last year or so, has reported that about two-thirds, and at some border crossings, 85%, of the Chinese migrants coming from Mexico are single males of military age, traveling without family members, coming in packs of 4 to 15. And in some of these packs, all the people have the same kit, which is an indication that this is organized by the Chinese regime. And Border Patrol knows that some of them are Chinese military. And the Biden administration let them into our country, didn't track them. And now this is a job for Tom Holman, border czar. It's a job for Kristi Noem.
Well, how about one last question? Because Lydia, your wife is from Hong Kong, and I know you're very connected with that. And just how is Hong Kong doing?
China has, since 2020, has been imposing its will over Hong Kong, despite its international obligations to allow autonomy there. Jimmy Lai, a hero of freedom, is now in the middle of a trial. He's 75 years old. China will want to convict him, but I don't think they want him to die in a Chinese prison because they don't want to create another martyr. But the situation in Hong Kong is very bad.
Wow. Sad. You know, I guess I don't... That makes me grateful for what's happening here, but not happy. I'm not happy that I'm not there. I don't have that feeling. Like, I have tremendous compassion for what's going on in the world, and I hope we can pull them along, as I think some people are hoping we can. And I can't. Do you think, one last question, don't you think that this movement in the U.S. can have effect internationally?
Well, the United States normally has great inspirational impact over the people in the world, which is the reason why the Communist Party feels they've got to destroy our country. But when President Trump does something, like tariffs, he gives inspiration to other countries to also impose tariffs on China's goods, because their trade policy is not only predatory, it's also criminal. And so when President Trump does something, other countries follow. And we're going to see that throughout his presidency.
Well, it's exciting times for us, and I am grateful. And Gordon, I'm always grateful. Let me just say, your new book is called Plan Red, China's Plan to Destroy America. I had just jotted it down so quickly I can't even read my writing. Say it for me, Gordon.
Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America.
Okay, I did get that right.
And people can follow me on Twitter at GordonGchang, where I tweet about all these issues we just talked about.
Yeah, and then the rest of the world reports on what Gordon says, and that's the truth. Gordon Chang, always a pleasure. God bless you, Gordon.
Thank you, Sandy,
and
God bless you.
Thank you. All right, Sandy Rios live from CPAC on this noisy radio row, media row, and we'll be right back with another wonderful guest, so do not go away. Well, so we're not going to have another guest in this show, but you know, I hope you've enjoyed my interviews as we've played them sporadically here for you on the podcast. I certainly do enjoy them. It's the lifeblood of the show, I think, when I can have a few moments with such great people, really. What an honor it is and a privilege for me to do that. I want to remind you that Gordon's new book is called Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. And the second thing is you can follow him on a more regular basis on Twitter. At his handle is at Gordon G. Chang. That's at Gordon G. Chang. All right. Well, I want to thank first, before we say goodbye, I want to thank Timothy Plant for showing us how to put our money where our values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. If you want to look into Timothy Plan, you just need to visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call them if you have a question at 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.